the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I am in studio with Michael Gray and Randy Joppy.
Good morning, Bob.
We are privileged right now to talk to Mr. Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery here in Grand Rapids. Good morning, Chaz. Don't forget Michael.
Oh, yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
Voice. Keep pushing buttons, buddy.
Right? Keeping this rickety old car on the track here.
Well, we're always happy to see Chaz because he likes to bring presents, and I see you've brought some really sweet-looking stuff here. What are we talking about this morning on the Grillin' Guys?
Well, today I decided that we were going to take the non-alcoholic route, and a lot of people say, why? Well, a few years ago, we looked at the market and said, you know, hey, there's getting to be a few of our friends that for various reasons, whether they be medical or legal, can't have the alcohol anymore.
Right.
And they still want to go out with their buddies after work and pop a couple with them. And, you know, sitting there drinking iced tea or Coke kind of blows.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a non-alcoholic micro-brewed beer. And just kind of as a spin, we called it Schmoe's 120. And a lot of people ask me what that means. And the basic gist of it is it'd take about 120 of them to get any kind of buzz.
I'm up to that challenge.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's, I can pop one for you, brother.
Yeah, need your bathroom key, Michael. Yeah. We're going down that road, buddy.
You'd have to be a Michigan Tech guy to come up with that kind of high math.
Hey, show some. Yeah. Well, Michigan Tech on one side, Lake State on the other. We've been drinking the stuff that you guys make for years, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, we decided that there was going to be a market out there for it, and we wanted to get everybody. Pop one for you guys here.
All right.
You want one, Jop?
Yep, that'd be great. Thank you. All right, we're doing non-alcoholic Schmoe's 120s. Here we go.
I better have
one. Wow, that's just a beer.
Yeah, it does. It tastes just like kind of like an IPA almost.
Yeah, we went the pale ale route with it to give it a little bit of hop character and make something that the guy that really wants a beer can have. And we're hoping that there's a good market for it out there, maybe even with the lunch crowd. You know, you go down with the guys and you got to come back to work and be on your game in the afternoon. Hey, you could pop an NA. And this NA doesn't taste like an afterthought of making
not at
a,
all.
Just
that tastes
we want
like
to make
a
real
fine,
beer.
That's a fine microbrewed beer right there.
We're talking to Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing. This is the Grillin' Guys every single Saturday morning from 9 until 11. All the finer points, around eating and drinking. And let me ask you this. What does this equal calorically? Do you have any idea? Because without the alcohol in it and the sugar from the booze, what's in it, I guess? Because it tastes like beer.
It is beer. And what we do is we do a process of steeping the alcohol off after we've made a good beer. Then we found that we needed to add some more hops in to preserve those hop characteristics and to give it some aroma, to give it some character, and make it into a real beer. And we wanted to do that for the West Michigan community and provide them with something. Now, as far as calories, I have no jar of calories that I dump in, so I can't measure those without
right.
going to the big fancy lab and raising the price of my beer. So we're thinking this is in the moderate. You know, I'm not going to call it one of those near water beers.
Right, right. No, because it tastes like a decent malty IPA. I mean, I was ready to turn my nose up to this, but it's actually pretty tasty.
It's excellent.
How about if we say there's 120 calories in each bottle?
You say anything you want, Jop, man. I'm not going to go to the length of putting it on the label. But
so can you have one of these while you drive?
I don't know. I know that the distributors have to sell it as an alcoholic product.
Okay. So no.
So no.
It would be an open intox.
But I believe that if you've had a few, you're not going to make that meter go up on the officer's blow whistle.
That's awesome. I mean, what a great alternative. I mean, you got to try some of this because it does. It tastes just like an IPA, except that it's a non-alcoholic beverage. Cool idea.
If you've never been to Schmoe's, you really need to go down there because it's a friendly place. Chaz has been there since it was actually Robert Thomas. When I first went there, and you've been the brewmaster there for, what, 10 years?
No, I've been brewing there for just over 5.
Oh.
I started out in a more of a marketing role and just labor force when Schmoe's opened.
Okay.
During the Robert Thomas days, I did some bartending for them and a little bit of manual labor help here and there. But my primary job back then of being a computer geek was taking precedence back in those days.
So where can people find you if they're looking for the place? Because it's not necessarily in a place you would look for a brewery. I know from the Robert Thomas days.
Well, we're right next to the Patterson Ice Arena. So we get a lot of the parents that come over and drop the kids off for hockey. And if you don't know where Patterson Ice Arena is, it's on Patterson Avenue, just north of 28th Street, over there on the east side of Grand Rapids. The Hilton Corner, if you can navigate by hotels. And we've got a little tap room there. You can come on in and buy some beer. This product is also distributed around the area. In fact, by one of Joppy's old...
one of my old fraternity brothers, Pat Bloom here. God, I haven't touched base with Pat in a while, but we were at college together, and Chaz brought in his business card, so it's a good connection. I'll be giving Pat a call, and maybe he can distribute some out in Lowell.
If you're staying at the Hilton on 28th Street in Patterson and you want a good drink, just go across the street.
Yeah, across the street, down the hill. You got us. Walking distance easily.
Do you guys have this on tap, the 120, the NA?
Right now, we just have this in bottles, but it is available for draft. Occasionally, it does appear on our taps. We have 12 taps, and we rotate what goes on there. But the guys from JY Distributing are doing a pretty good job of busting it out into the market so that bars, restaurants, and party stores have this product available. And you can just ask for it if you see any of the other Schmoes products.
So I see you have another six-pack there. What's what else did you bring along?
I brought soda. I brought Sammy Ray of Hope, Black Cherry, and Root Beer. Now, we originally started out making some root beer back in the day when we got started to give us an option for the kids.
Excellent.
And then we partnered up with the Sammy Ray of Hope Foundation, which is a nonprofit that helps people out that have terminally ill children. And their basic gist, I like to tell people, is they make sure that those families don't lose their house, because a home is a very important thing to come back to, however those traumatic experiences go.
So what kind of beverage do you have there?
Root beer and black cherry soda. They're old-fashioned sodas, so they're not high carbonated. They're really big in flavor, and they're made with pure Michigan sugar.
Is that a natural carbonation?
We use artificial carbonation because we are in the market of producing beer quickly and getting it to market. And natural carbonation would require yeast and an alcoholic process. So
your root beer as well then is not a natural carbonation typically. But you can make root beer with a natural carbonation, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I've got some home brewers that have brought me some samples in, and some of those get a little bit on the crazy side.
I'm old enough that I remember back in the late 60s when I was little, my mother used to buy little bottles of, like, I think it was Heyer's root beer, and she would actually do some sort of concoction with sugar and boiling water, and she made our root beer, and it was to die for.
I trace my root beer roots back to the old A&W at 36 in Broadmoor, and I remember that my dad used to take us up there on Sunday afternoons, and we would get a milk jug, a plastic milk jug of root
beer,
and take it home and make floats on a nice summer evening, especially Sunday nights, and that was a treat that I treasured. And so when we started making root beer, that was the flavor I went after, and the boss agreed, hey, this is the old style stuff that we have to do. And I hear from people every week, I haven't had this kind of root beer in 30 years.
Well, as we were talking about smoking and sassafras being one of those really cool designer woods we have here in West Michigan. Sassafras root, I believe, is what they boil down to make root beer.
Actually, that would be
sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Smells like root beer.
The FDA went a little wild on the carcinogen bandwagon a while back, and sassafras is now not allowed as an ingredient in root beer. Now it's more of mints and things like that that are twisted, and different root herbs that are twisted around to give you the flavors in a root beer. But, I remember my grandfather, pulling that sassafras root out, trimming it off with his knife, and here, kid, chew on this.
Right. It's got a wonderful smell to it.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome stuff.
It's the Grilling Guys every single Saturday from 9 until 11. We're joined in studio by Chaz Thompson from Schmoes Brewing. You'll find him out there next to Patterson Ice Arena. Imagine yourself going to the airport, but the other way, and you'll find Schmoes Brewing Last time you were in, we asked you, you know, what your current favorite was. You say it's always changing with what you've got. What kind of new stuff have you got out there on the tap handles at Schmoe's that you're digging on right now?
Right now, I've been drinking a lot of the Zingabreen Ale, which is a ginger.
I'm sorry, what?
Zingabreen.
Zingabreen?
Yeah, it's a ginger beer. It's almost an energy beer because hops are a depressant, and they're going to make you sleepy, so the ginger beer has no hops in it. It's a little bit spicy, but, man, it's been going down really well. And we actually did some beer can chickens with it the other day, you know, on our old rusty grill out there at the brewery in the back by the dumpster. We just fire that thing up and popped a couple of Coke cans full of Zingabreen in there, and, man, did that turn out nice.
Yeah, we got to get down there and do an event with you. I'm dying to cook for your group down there. We'll bring that good one back there, and we'll smoke it up. And the last time I saw you, you brought us some Oktoberfest. And I'm telling you, in my record book, that is still one of the best beers I have ever tasted.
Well, thanks. Yeah, the Oktoberfest did really well for us this year. There's still some six-packs around. I got it on tap at the brewery still. And it's one of our favorite beers to make because it's just got a real smooth drinkability characteristic to it. And it's an ale, so you don't have to wonder about that bitiness of the lager and flavor in it and stuff. It's real smooth.
Are you making a Pilsner?
I am making a Czech Pilsner, an old-school Czech Pilsner. We call it John T. Pilsner. And that'll be out on the first day of spring. We're going to release that.
I've always wondered how you name beers. I'm zipping through the list here, and you've got the Valley City Cream Ale. One that draws my attention is the Treasure Chest, and particularly the little logo you've chosen for it. It's kind of nice. Makes me grin and want one.
She's a healthy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's got her foot up on that treasure chest of gold.
Sure.
And, usually we drink about it. We sit down, have a few pints, and get our conversation going, and then the names kind of emerge for the different beers. We pick a style that's missing from the repertoire and hopefully one that's not overdone in West Michigan. And then we go to work on a name, and then the logo needs to come around.
We've been talking with Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery, who came up here and bribed us again with some of his fine brews. We just thank you so much for coming up, Chaz. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.